Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 105 for Monday, October 17th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Monday. The November contract was up $4 at $4.91 a ton, tracking advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Chicago soybeans were underpinned by technical buying and strong demand. Concerns about crop damage and harvest delays from rain and snow in western Canada added to canola's advances. The market could have further upside as the charts look technically bullish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, corn was mostly lower, while wheat declined. Soybeans were up 2 to 8 cents per bushel on Monday, with the November contract at $9.71. Soybeans were propped up by spillover support from advances in the nearby soy oil and soy meal markets. Overnight strength in Malaysian palm oil was also a feature. China's soybean imports are expected to reach a record 86 million tons this marketing year, which added to the advances on Monday. However, areas in the U.S. Midwest are expected to see mostly favorable weather this week, helping producers make harvest progress, which limited the upside. Corn prices were down 2 cents to up 2 in early activity, with the December contract at $3.52 a bushel. Front contracts felt pressure as favorable weather will allow producers to make harvest progress. Losses in the crude oil market also had a bearish effect on the market. Weaker crude prices make it less appealing for processors to blend corn into ethanol. Recent strength in the corn market may have spurred producer selling, which added to the declines. However, strong demand underpinned deferred contracts and limited losses. For wheat, prices were down 1 to 2 cents per bushel, with the Chicago December contract of $4.21, as a bearish supply and demand picture and seeding progress limited gains. However, ideas that demand for U.S. wheat is strong limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, October 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.